So let's move on now, talk about the subsets defined in terms of the presence of genomic alterations. Let's talk about what we found in these genomic subsets, beginning with EGFR. And of course, there we saw first-line therapy. At this point, that's pretty straightforward, I think, in terms of generally being targeted therapy. Interesting, though, that these data that we were collecting were also in light of TPS scores. And we'll get into a little bit what we saw here in general in terms of the use of immunotherapy in patients with targetable lesions. But now we're looking at, even with high TPS scores, that people are going with anti-EGFR TKIs, most commonly erlotinib, followed by afatinib, and very little, but some gefitinib. Can you comment a little bit about the first-line decision, the choice of agent based on the type of mutation, and whether or not the TPS score really means anything in this situation?
So as you approach the patient with EGFR mutant lung cancer, we have a broad variety of data supporting the use of EGFR TKIs. And in general, the data seems to be strong, independent of which type you pick, whether it's erlotinib, gefitinib, or afatinib. So I think that's what we walk into this with. When we think about first-line use of pembrolizumab, say, for patients with high TPS, we know that those patients were actually excluded from the first-line trial. So patients with EGFR mutations were not allowed in the first-line trial. And so we kind of have to set that group of patients aside as frontline therapy. Now, we do know a little bit about how these patients respond to immunotherapies, though, because we've looked at how they've done in second-line trials. And so in trials where immunotherapies were randomized against docetaxel, patients who had EGFR mutations routinely were on the side of things favoring docetaxel in every single trial, whether it was the nivolumab trial, the pembrolizumab trial, the otezolizumab trial. In each of those trials, patients who received docetaxel did a little bit better than those patients who received the immune checkpoint inhibitor. So that tells us that these patients with EGFR mutations are a little bit less likely to respond to immunotherapy. And that colors our decisions, whether it's first line or second line, whether we want to use immunotherapy or conventional therapies such as EGFR TKIs or chemotherapy. So I think it really sets up a paradigm where we start with an EGFR TKI for these patients. We look for that T790M at the time of resistance. If they've got that, then we move on to osimertinib, a second-line EGFR TKI. And if they don't have T790M, then we have that decision point of immunotherapy versus chemotherapy. But based on the absence of data to compare, we all generally lean towards chemotherapy in that setting.